Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is called out on strikes. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Buell covering, for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport takes first base on ball four. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davenport. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Davenport steals second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller misplays the ball. That's an error on Hiller. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Santo moves to second. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel takes first base on ball four. Santo moves to third. Matthews moves to second. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte misplays the ball. That's an error on Aspromonte. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Haller. The throw from Bertel and he is out, Rogers applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers bunts and there's an error on the play. Brock moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Brock moves to third. Rogers moves to second. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Brock scores. Rogers moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCovey. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Matthews goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cubs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bertel strikes out. One out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0 for 1 in the game. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogers moves to third. Gaylord Perry now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogers scores. Williams moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan throws to second for one, and Hiller throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Williams scores. Banks moves to second. One out. It's 4-0, Cubs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Perry. Banks moves to third. Aspromonte moves to second. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bertel is walked intentionally. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0-for-2 in the game. Buell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bertel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rogers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matty Alou pinch hits for Gaylord Perry. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy O'Dell pinch runs for Matty Alou. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-2 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hiller for the out. O'Dell moves to second. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Pregenzer now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Matthews. The throw from Haller and he is safe. Matthews steals second. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Aspromonte is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Hubbs now playing second base. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bertel hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0-for-3 in the game. Buell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-2 in the game. Haller hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joey Amalfitano pinch hits for John Pregenzer. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-3 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Duffalo now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-4 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davenport hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McDaniel. Davenport moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-3 in the game. Cepeda strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.